The Daily Positivity Podcast.
We've all heard people say, find your purpose, while bombarding you with information that you can't even understand. Talk less of navigating. The topic of purpose has become so cliche that we don't want to hear about it anymore. However, today's video is different. I promise you won't be wasting your time if you stick till the end. Purpose can be defined as the reason why something exists. For example, the purpose of a chair is to provide a place for people to sit. The purpose of the car is to take people and things from one place to another. This is why these things exist, and they do it perfectly well. As human beings, we understand that we exist for a reason, and it's our responsibility to discover that reason and act accordingly. So in today's video, we will be exploring the topic of purpose and how passion plays a great role in finding it. When people talk about finding your purpose, they use certain buzzwords that make it impossible for people to understand what they're trying to say. And in all of this, they fail to mention the things that really matter, like how important passion is to finding purpose. Passion is the level of fervency that you have towards something. Passion manifests in many ways, and one of those ways is through the work we do. All things being equal, people are supposed to work in fields they're passionate about. If they did, they wouldn't see work as such a chore that needs to be endured. They would approach it each morning with glee, because that's the one thing that gives them a sense of fulfillment and belonging. Passion also manifests itself in other ways. The hobbies we engage in are influenced by our various passions. The things we do outside of work are also influenced by our passions. People who volunteer with NGOs or reach out to the less privileged are driven by a passion bigger than them. Even people who own pets are riding on a certain level of affection that can only be driven by passion. This shows us that passion is very vital in influencing our life decisions and determining what we feel fulfilled by. In essence, our passions are the pointers to our purpose. And in that light, if passion is what propels us to purpose, we first must find it before searching for our purpose. Meaning that, rather than focusing on finding purpose, the question should really be, what am I passionate about? And to get to that answer, we have to follow a process. This process may not be linear for many people, so feel free to start and end wherever, as long as it produces the results you need. So, are you ready to see our process? Great, let's jump into it. 1. Surround yourself with positive, purpose-driven people. If you're looking to discover your purpose, then you must be ready to change your company if the need arises, especially if they're not good for you. As someone who is trying to achieve a goal, you must eradicate anything that doesn't look like that goal from around you. So if your friends are not purpose-driven people, you need to find friends who are. This way, they can help you catalyze the purpose discovery process and make it easier for you. Now, having purpose-driven friends can be great, but there are some kinds of purpose-driven people that you should avoid. Avoid the ones that make everything look like a transaction. Those that don't know how to be kind and lend a hand because they believe they have it all figured out, and so should you. Remember, we're looking for positive, purposeful people who can hold you by the hand until you find your path. So choose your circle wisely and strategically. However, another set of people you can surround yourself with are people who are on the same journey to purpose discovery as you. They can help you not to feel out of place or behind. 2, step out of your comfort zone and talk to new people. If you're an introvert, then you probably don't want to hear this option at all. You're probably thinking, what do you mean by talking to new people? I don't want to have anything to do with humans. Well, newsflash, humans have everything to do with you discovering your purpose. What do I mean? Well, take a look at the world around you. Everything.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
It exists now, which was created by human hands, was made to solve a problem for people. The reason why certain companies seem like they've hacked this marketing thing is that they've listened to people so much that they've discovered their needs and built products to address those needs. So, do you want to find your purpose? Go into the streets, show up at events, and socialize with the people in your local community. The more you speak with people, the more likely you are to do something worthwhile with your life. This is because these conversations can spark up emotions and interests you never knew you had. For starters, you don't have to talk to strangers. You could talk to people you know to a certain degree, but have never actually spoken to. This will build your confidence and help you begin talking to more distant people with time. And who knows, you might even find a few purpose-driven friends. 3, explore your interests. As a child, you must have had a few hobbies. Even though now that you're a grown-up adult and you'll probably stop doing those things that you loved along the way, well, in a bid to discover your purpose, you might have to pick up those hobbies again. Look for things that interest you and begin to explore them. Do you like to paint? Paint until you're sure that it's not what you want to spend your life doing, then move on to something else. Now, this doesn't have to do only with artistic interests. It sprawls out into all aspects of your life and environment. If you notice that you're interested in things like politics, climate change, and all of that, it becomes easier to figure out what you want to do with your life. And as you try out new things, make sure you listen to feedback, whether positive or negative, and act on the ones that matter. 4, consider volunteering for causes that bother you. We all get bothered by injustice once in a while. It's what makes us humans. However, not all of us are made to pursue justice and righteousness in society. Not all of us are made to care for the less privileged, the physically challenged, and the mentally disturbed. But how do you know if it's not for you if you've not tried it? So, get on to work. Volunteer your services to an organization this summer and take note of the fulfillment you felt from engaging in those activities. This will help you make the final decision on what to spend your life doing. 5, take note of the people who inspire you. We are most drawn to the people who are living the lives we want to live, one way or another. This is why we need to take note of these people and ask ourselves why we're drawn to them. As far as we know, we will always strive to be like the people we admire. And this can boil down to the tiniest details of our lives and influence the decisions we make. So, if we want to really find our purpose, we should look up to the people who do things that inspire us. 6, journal. Now, we can all agree that journaling helps to clear your mind and articulate your thoughts. This is because when we sit with our thoughts each day, we can probe our intentions and find meaning in the most mundane things. So what does journaling have to do with finding purpose? It's simple. With journaling, it's easier to notice patterns in your life and realize what has worked and what hasn't. Journaling can work as some sort of inventory that you can check through to see what you've done and how it has worked for you. And I find it really interesting because it doesn't cost you anything to build this habit. Yes, of course, maybe a few journals and a pen, but apart from that, there's nothing more to it. Now, seriously, journaling is going to be your strongest tool in this journey for so many reasons. For one, most of the things that we've listed since the beginning have to do with noticing and taking note of things. When you take note of things, the most effective thing to do is to write it down rather than just keeping it in your head. You need to write all of these discoveries down, and your journal is the best place for that. So, in conclusion, when asking why we are here, we must stop to see the things that we already love, feel the emotions running through our veins when certain topics are discussed, and we must embrace these things as part of who we are.
The Daily Positivity Podcast.